The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time, Bully Ray and I talk all about AEW Dynamite from last night. The feel, myself being in the crowd in New Jersey at the Prudential Center. We talk about it. Also, we have our first ever segment with Renee Paquette. That's right. We're keeping it real with Renee right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Boy, you have a smile on your face from ear to ear. It's very rare that you open up the show with such a big smile on your face, but boy, do you have one this morning.
How could I not be smiling this morning after last night? Did you see how many Violetta and Bully Fatheads were in the crowd at AEW Dynamite? Me and your wife, our fatheads had better seats than you did. We were in the front row. We were on TV more times than you. Me smooching your wife made national television.
So let me just recap, Bully. And there's a lot to get into today because obviously AEW Dynamite from last night. And then we're going to have our first edition of Keeping It Real with Renee Paquette later on in the show. Of course, Renee doing that show with Natasha, Throwing Down on Mondays that you can listen to from 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wait, who's she doing the show with?
It's Throwing Down with Renee and Natasha.
Her name's Misha? Tate?
Sorry. No, I got the Tate part. That I got.
Yeah, but it's Misha.
Hold on. Let me check my notes. Guns is producing today, so he sent me the rundown for today, and it is, you're right, it is Throwing Down with Misha and Renee.
There you go. Okay, continue.
So just to recap for those who maybe didn't listen to yesterday's show, Thunder Rosa, while I'm away with my daughter, visiting friends, Thunder Rosa shows up my house. She sits in my recliner, drinks from my coffee cup, plays with my dogs, in bed with my wife. A lot going on with Thunder Rosa in my home. And then yesterday morning, and if you missed it, you can go to @BustedOpenRadio to see the video evidence. She attacks me while I'm doing the show. It's also available on the SXM app. The entire segment is on the SXM app. And then, I recover enough. I got the big bump on my head. I still go out to the Prudential Center because I want to meet the nation and all the New Jersey natives out there because, this is my home state. And what do I see? A Bully Ray Violetta fathead. That's just a nice little exclamation point on the 24 hours that I had to endure. So, yes, Bully, I saw the fathead with you and Violetta, and I heard, because I saw screen caps all last night, how it was on TV multiple times during Dynamite.
I don't know if it was necessarily an exclamation point, as it was a big double middle fingers to you, Dave LaGreca.
Well, it's good to know I have the support of my tag team partner. Thank you, Bully.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Try tomorrow with Mark. How are you feeling today? How is the back of your head? Because Thunder Rosa blasted you with her championship belt. I mean, blasted you.
I have a welt on my head. I'm being completely serious. A welt on my head. When I got hit by that championship title belt, Bully, and I the old cartoons where, whether it be Wile E. Coyote or Elmer Fudd would step on the rake and the rake would hit him in the head and then the stars would be around. That was me yesterday during this show. Like, I saw stars when she hit me with that championship title belt. And also, too, the worst part about it, it wasn't the slaps to the face, though they hurt. It wasn't the chop to the chest, though it stung. It was the tape that she put around my legs when she tied me up. Because I had to take that off. And Bully being the Swiss Italian man that I am, I have very, very hairy legs. So let's say they're a little less hairy today after having to take off that tape on my legs yesterday.
I would have thanked her.
For the wax job?
Waxing. She gave you free waxing. If I was you, I would have stood up, dropped my drawers, threw my butt in the air, and said, "Hey, honey, get me underneath the old carriage over here."
Stuffed her dirty sock in my mouth.
I think you like the sock part. You like it when she took her sock off and she stuck it in your mouth. Because you're weird like that.
I'm weird, but I'm not weird like that. But thank you, Bully. Yeah, I am feeling a little bit better. And even though I was in a daze last night, it was good being out amongst the AEW faithful in New Jersey at a jam-packed Prudential Center.
So you were there last night. Mother Marissa was there last night. I know Gabby was there last night. And Gabby is not here this morning.
No.
Go figure. Another AEW show is in town, and Gabby is not at work the next day. So, who do you think it was last night?
I don't know. I left after Dynamite last night, Bully, because I wanted to make sure I got home. I live a little bit of a distance away from the Prudential Center. I wanted to make sure I got a good night's sleep so I could be on the air with you. So, I got to be honest. I am not Gabby's keeper. So what Gabby did last night, that's between Paul and it remains between them all because I have no idea what happened after Dynamite went off the air last night.
Who's Paul? Who's Paul? Oh, that was a Pulp Fiction reference.
Yes, thank you very much.
Like my Pulp Fiction reference from yesterday when you look like the Gimp on your knees next to Thunder Rosa.
It was a very surreal, scary experience being next to Thunder Rosa. I didn't get to hear the segment, obviously, because I was taped up and gagged, but I hope you were concerned about me.
Oh my God. My little heart was going pitter-patter over my concern for you. I was so worried. Couldn't you hear the worry in my voice? Couldn't you see the worry in my eyes?
I didn't get a lot of sympathy. There were a couple people that at the Prudential Center that were giving me shit. I actually got into it with one guy who was like, you're Thunder Rosa's bitch. And I said, "Hey, pal, do me a favor and turn around." And he turned around and a few rows back, somebody had a LaGreca fat head. And then I said, "Yeah, where's your fat head? Where's your fat head, pal?"
All right. So, listen, we know what went on yesterday. If you missed it, check out the Busted Open Twitter. The video is up. I'm still hoping that they put video up of the atomic wedgie that she gave to you because so many people have chimed in and said that they want to see that. I'm sure they'll continue to chime in.
That's yes, nice. And again, the video is at Busted Open Radio and, of course, the SXM app.
So we got we know what happened yesterday, and I'm sure people will continue to call in today to rag on you about it. But we do have Dynamite to cover. You were there last night. Gabby's missing. Go figure, like I said. Overall view, 30,000 feet. What was the vibe like in the Prudential Center, the Rock, last night?
Well, by the way, Bully, we already have a full bank of phone calls already that I know Ariel will be screening, which yeah, already has. So everybody's excited to talk about last night and of course, spillover of the Thunder Rosa experience. But, you know, keep fighting your way through those phone lines, you know?
Want to make sure you get the phones.
If you can fight, you can call. So keep fighting your way.
Wait a minute. Ed's not here also.
Ed's not here, and neither is Gabby. We have Guns and Ariel here today.
Wait a minute. No Ed and no Gabby? Do you think that maybe Ed and Gabby?
No. No, I don't, Bully. No, I don't. But yes, I was at Dynamite last night, as I said. I don't mean to keep repeating something that you've been saying almost since day one of AEW Dynamite, and that's the vibe, the experience. And I'm sure your view of Dynamite last night, Bully, was completely different than my vibe. Being at that show and then experiencing with my brother, like I said, that hasn't been at a wrestling show since 1984. He had a blast, and my brother's not a wrestling fan, and he had the best time last night. He was on his feet. He was singing along, chanting along, to see him, you know, in his watching, pro wrestling through his eyes last night was just exciting for me. But to go back to something that you always say, it was like a rock concert, you know, going to the Prudential Center. There's a beer garden right next to the Prudential Center that was packed with wrestling fans, you know, everybody drinking, everybody tailgating, everybody partying, everybody chanting, everybody screaming. And then that carried into the arena. Bully, honest to goodness, maybe a slight period of time, but I would say for 95% of that show last night, everybody was on their feet. And that's like a rock concert, right, Bully? When you go to a rock concert, unless it's like, you know, a song that not a lot of people know or a ballad, people start to sit down. But when you're at a rock concert, for most of that time, you're on your feet the entire time. Bully, that New Jersey crowd last night was on their feet the entire time. And that's the difference. That's the difference of what's going on in our environment, in our community. Bully, you said, and this will be the last time that I do this analogy, but you always mentioned with the WWE, it's like you're at a performance and you're watching this performance. When you go to a Raw or go to a SmackDown, this is a performance and you're the audience at a performance. So there's going to be times you're on your feet and there's going to be times when you're sitting down. Most of the time, sitting down. At an AEW show right now, you are part of the event. It's not a performance, it's an event, and you are part of that event. They make sure that you're a part of this event, whether it's singing along to Jericho's
fat face dipshit. Yeah.
Or even like Wild Thing when Moxley comes out, or Jurassic Park, or when MJF is cutting a promo and he's directing it towards you, or Lambert cutting a promo and directing it towards you. Not to the camera, not to the people in the back, but the audience that's in attendance.
How about Punk stage diving last night?
There you go.
How's that for interactive? So, yeah, I get it.
So that's what the vibe was at Dynamite last night. And again, this isn't a pay-per-view. This is an episode of AEW's Dynamite on a Wednesday.
Back in the day when people would ask us in ECW, what's the most important aspect of ECW, or, you know, what can this company not live without? And we'd always tell them the fan base. It's the fan base that made ECW so unique. Same thing with AEW. Same feel, same vibe, same everything. Imagine you took the fan base out of AEW. Now, yes, during COVID, we saw that. But imagine the fans were not as into the show. Imagine AEW fans were like Raw fans last night. It would not be the same feel.
No.
So it really is the biggest compliment you can pay to an AEW fan by telling them that they are as important to that product, to that company, as the wrestlers are, as ownership is.
Yeah, and it's just like Bully, when you buy a ticket to a concert. Usually you buy a ticket to a concert like a few months out, and you circle that date on your calendar, and you can't wait to go to that concert. You're ready to party. So when you get to that concert, you're ready. You've been waiting for this for months. It's the same thing with that AEW vibe, especially last night, because those people who had those tickets in Newark had that before the pandemic. Don't forget that was supposed to be Blood and Guts in March of 2020. So most of those fans that were there in attendance last night have been holding on to that ticket for a year and a half. And now they were ready to have a good time last night. And to go back again to the comparison with the WWE, Bully, I did not see one person in that audience over the age of 16, 17 years old. Not one.
When the camera was panning last night, I think I saw two kids. That is an 18 to 49 demographic when it comes to watching the show on television, and it is an 18 to 49 demographic when it comes to ticket sales. Without a doubt, that is an adult product. And with the amount of cursing they do, it has to be an adult product.
Yes.
Short of dropping F-bombs on live television, they're saying anything and everything in between. And then you throw in MJF and his innuendo. I don't even know if it's innuendo anymore. You know, that is definitely I don't even know if it's PG-13.
No, this is as close to the Attitude Era that we could possibly get in 2021. And, you know, being with my brother, who's not a wrestling fan, has never seen one episode of AEW Dynamite, he turns to me at one point. He says, I thought this was on TNT. I thought this was on TV. I said, it is. He goes, what? You can say this on TV? And, like, even to the chance, he, like, you know, being somebody in the media, he's like, how is this going to come across on TV? And I myself can't wait to go back and watch it, because the sum of the chants from the audience last night, Bully, you know, you know what I mean? Coming from that, you know, that Prudential Center crowd last night. So, yeah, this is an Attitude Era-esque product we're seeing from AEW Dynamite.
Hi, everyone. This is Heisman Trophy winner and NFL quarterback Doug Flutie. I'm excited to tell you that my podcast, the Flutie Flakes Cast, is back for the entire football season. I may have played like 21 years of professional football in three different leagues, but I'm still just a big kid, and I absolutely love this game. Every week, we'll talk about the topics I care about and bring on super fun guests. So please subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app. Include it with most subscriptions.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Renee Paquette joins us here on the show. She's going to be doing this regularly for 30 minutes. She's going to take over, Bully, in essence, 30 minutes of the number one sports show on SiriusXM, the number one pro wrestling podcast right now. It's amazing to me. Now she jumps in on it when it's number one. You know what I mean? There's some people that, you know, that love to jump on the bandwagon when you're number one.
I just want to ride the coattails for a little bit until I can throw you completely under the bus. And me and Misha, her name is Misha Tate, we will be taking over Fight Nation here on SiriusXM. So I appreciate the time on the show, but I am coming in hot, baby.
All right. Well, Renee, you know, you can hear Renee and Misha throwing it down every single Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. At some point, Misha's going to have to join the show, Bully, right? Because she's got to kiss the ring. You know, you got to kiss the ring to the godfather of Fight Nation at some point. But no, seriously, I listened to the debut episode. It was awesome. You and Misha definitely have good chemistry together. So everybody should listen to that every single Monday right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, the first episode in, I honestly felt like I was just walking into it completely blind. I was like, I don't know what to expect. We're filling 3 hours. That's not something I've done in quite some time, but I have done it before on Monday Night Raw, you know, kind of figuring out that 3-hour format. But working with Misha is the best. She's fantastic. She brings a lot to the table. Obviously, I mean, shit, it's Misha Tate. She's such a badass. But bringing her into the wrestling world, that's something I'm very excited for. There's something really cool about having sort of this clean slate to see what somebody thinks of pro wrestling that doesn't really know about our world. So I'm excited to get more of her feedback as the time goes on, as she sinks her teeth into it. I told her to make sure to check out Dynamite last night. And then, of course, for the show coming up at Arthur Ashe Stadium, I was like, you have to see Brian Danielson and Kenny Omega, assuming that that's where that match is going to go down, if that's what's happening. It's a good place to start.
No, and she knows the world of MMA up and down. Obviously, she's amazing in the octagon. You know, you got a pretty good analyzation from pro wrestling. I think she said all right and okay when you talked about pro wrestling. But you also had Ricky Starks on the debut episode, and I thought it was kind of cool where you're like, you know, this is, you know, Ricky is kind of selling her on pro wrestling. So I thought that was kind of fun.
I thought he was a good spokesperson for AEW. I actually happened to just run into him. I was backstage. I was in Chicago and in Cincinnati last week on the road with John. And I ran into Ricky Starks. He's like, oh, you're doing a new show. I want to come on. And I was like, great. You're booked, brother. Let's go. we got him on the show right away. It was great. And then we, of course, had Anderson Silva on the show. I mean, how cool to have Anderson Silva pop on the show, one of the absolute in the MMA world ever, and fresh off of his win over Tito Ortiz with Triller. So yeah, it was a great way to kick off the show. I feel strong about it.
You see, Dave, what have I been telling you for a long time now? I said, you're no longer in the radio business. You're in the wrestling business. And Renee's been on the show now for like 2.5 minutes. She's already shown her hand, stooged herself off. She's going to slow play it. She's going to be nice. She's going to smile a lot. And then she's going to try to take your job. Typical pro wrestler, setting the table with the forks to the left and the knives in the back. And before you know it, it'll be the Renee and Bully show with our co-star, Misha Tate, and you will be selling pencils on a street corner for 10 cents.
Well, since I created and founded this show, Bully, that is never, ever going to happen. And you know what? I have no beef with Renee. So, Renee, like, it
hey,
is
when keeping... do I get my merch, though? Because you've got all this merch. When do I get that?
See?
Like, I saw not... I mean, obviously, you're wearing your shirt right now. I saw Marissa Rivas. She had on some Busted Open LaGreca gear. Yes. I need a LaGreca Sucks Eggs shirt. I'll talk to Thunder Rosa about that. How do I get into that category?
I'll tell you how, Renee. Did you watch Dynamite last night?
Of course I did.
Okay. Did you see all the LaGreca fatheads in the audience last night?
I didn't.
Oh, well, maybe you should watch again. Maybe you should watch again.
I did. I saw it on the okay. MJF sign. I'll give you that.
There was one there. There was also some separate LaGreca fat heads. I'm so over that my wife has a fat head that was in the audience in New Jersey last night. So, Renee, when you get to that status, when people are bringing fat heads of you to the audience at AEW shows, then maybe, just maybe, we'll have some swag for you. Maybe we can have a Keeping It Real Keeping It Real with Renee t-shirt. We can do that, Bully.
Let's talk to who we need to talk to.
It's probably going to be done by tomorrow now, because you know how the Busted Open Nation is. Scott from Long Island probably heard what you just said, Dave.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
probably working on a Renee fathead as we speak.
Yeah.
And next week on Dynamite, there'll probably be a dozen Renee fatheads, and thus you will be one step closer to taking your chair and taking over the show. Great job, LaGreca. You have a way with women.
But here's the thing, Renee. You've only been on the air on this show for 6 minutes. Already in 6 minutes, you're putting over your other show, okay? And then you're asking for merch. You haven't even been on the air with us for 6 minutes yet.
I just She's feel like you got to put in the asks, and then if you get denied, you get denied. But, there's no harm in asking. You just got to throw it out. Aim big and dream big. That's my message to everybody here on Fight Nation.
Well, we are a happy family. You know, you have the people who sit at the adult table like we do, and then you have Misha who's still at the kids' table. But maybe one day she'll graduate on Thanksgiving to the adult table. But, Renee, what's on your mind? This is Keeping It Real with Renee.
Yes.
And listen,
you're being the pro and trying to into my segment that I'm here to do instead of just talking shit.
Yes. But I want you to do, but honestly, I want this segment to be what's ever on your mind. It could be something in the world of wrestling. It could be a movie you watch. It could be something that Bully said on the show. It could be like this Thunder Rosa fiasco with me yesterday. Like anything that's on your mind. I want you to feel free to talk to us in the nation.
I love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate having the floor. I would love to circle back to the Thunder Rosa stuff. I would like to get into that a little bit later, maybe on another date. Who knows? Obviously, we can run through so much stuff with AEW. We're fresh off of that from Wednesday. But I want to take things back to Monday with Big E cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. I know that you guys must have already talked about this. Duh. But I've not gotten a chance to really talk about this. And it just makes me so happy. I tweeted out, it's so cool to just see this outpouring of love for somebody like Big E. I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about the dude. And it's been, I guess you could call it like a slow burn for Big E. You get that huge payoff, him cashing in that Money in the Bank contract, becoming WWE champion. But what I love about it is the organic way that Big E's career is kind of gone. When you get the fans behind you, now you know the company is behind him. It's time to just kind of, as they say, strap that rocket onto him and shoot him off. I mean, that trajectory is just going to keep going. And, if we are talking, if we want to get into ratings and blah, 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 I think Big E could be that guy to really help to push WWE, Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, wherever he decides that he wants to show up. But it's that organic side of things that I think WWE fans have been craving, and they want that payoff, and they finally got it in Big E, and I couldn't be happier for that dude.
Renee, based on what you know, your knowledge of the business, obviously you spending the amount of time you did in WWE, your knowledge of how they do things, do you think this was a plan that finally came together, or do you think it was a knee-jerk reaction or a hot shot creative decision based on Monday Night Football or the momentum that AEW has?
Well, yeah, I think that you could definitely look back and analyze it in that light, especially given the tweet heads up that I'm going to be cashing in tonight. We've never seen somebody kind of make that announcement and telegraph exactly when they were going to be cashing in like that. So to get eyes over there and to have it be that feel good moment, I know that was obviously going to be something to draw a lot of people in, whether it's people that casually have been watching or whatever. You hear someone's going to cash in Money in the Bank, people want to be a part of that moment. So yeah, I do think that there was definitely more of a business side behind making that moment, especially, doing it on Monday Night Raw. And who knows where Big E is going to continue to kind of show up. But yeah, I definitely think that that was a bit of a, I don't want to say like a knee jerk reaction, but you know, as you see AEW nipping at the heels of WWE, they've got to start making some bigger moves and they've got to start making fans happy. So you give them Big E, that's going to make people happy.
And it definitely did Monday night in that crowd. And when you look at the WWE in the last few years, probably even more than the last few years, they really haven't had a face of the franchise, so to speak. You know, it's more about the brand than any one superstar. Do you think Big E could be that superstar? Do you think he could be the face of the franchise?
I do think that he could. I think if he is given the creative liberties that he deserves and that he needs to be able to continue being the Big E that everybody knows and loves. Absolutely. I think that he could for sure be that guy. But, you know, I think like anybody else, you kind of worry of like, what is going to happen? Are they going to drop the ball on this? Where's it going to go? So I do think that he has all of the tools. I mean, if you look at him from like an athletic standpoint, you look at him from an entertainment standpoint, just him as a human being, the things that he stands for, the things that he talks about, I do think that he could really be that guy to put the company on the back of.
You talked about how loved Big E is across the board, whether it's fans, but even more so the boys. You spent a lot of time around him. I believe you're extremely friendly with him, if not friends with him. What makes this guy so likable in a business that's kind of difficult to be liked by everybody across the board?
It sort of seems like the business hasn't gotten to him. You know how over time everyone gets a little bitter, there's a chip on their shoulder, you start to wear that on your sleeve. And I've never really seen that from Big E. He always seems like he wants to put in the work. He is happy to be there. And not in like a way that's just like just happy go lucky, happy to be here. It's like, no, the dude's a really smart guy. I mean, you look at what he's been able to do with all of the guys from New Day, from Kofi Mania to everything that Xavier Woods has been able to do from inside the ring to more specifically outside the ring. I think all of those guys have so many different things kind of going on. I just kind of keep coming back to like that organic nature of things. I mean, Big E, when he first started as Big E Langston, coming out and doing the like the hand clap and the smoke goes up and coming out winning the Intercontinental Championship right off the bat, to sort of seeing that start stop push with him, wondering where that's going to go and when we're going to get that payoff. I think now for it being that time, and I don't know if there's more thought put in that, you know, from the powers that be in WWE to have that slow burn that you're like, damn, this guy's been at it for a decade. Let's get that payoff that when you finally do, you feel like you've been there with him for that journey. I mean, Big E was not an indie wrestler. He didn't have that fan base coming in. So his fan base is from WWE. So I think for all the people that have been a part of that journey with him, I just think there's something really special that makes people feel a little bit of ownership almost over the things that Big E has been able to do. You know, does that make sense?
It does. And I, the thing that really resonated with me about what you just said is happy to be there, because Big E has been there for a long time. And as you know, it can be very frustrating being there that long and never climbing the ladder as high as you feel you can. So keeping that smile on your face and staying ultra positive in the fans' eyes and in the boys' eyes is difficult. And that happy to be there attitude is why I believe that he is so, you know, beloved amongst the boys.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's whether he truly feels that way or not. I think that's the interesting thing. We don't know. He doesn't show all of his cards. He's not one of those guys that wants to mope around in catering or be like, can you guys hear my child crying?
What is that sound? What is that sound? What is that? Is that a child?
My baby is squawking. Yes. We're keeping it real, guys. I do have my baby here with me. I'm mothering. We're talking Big E. We're talking Money in the Bank cash-ins. We've got AEW. We're doing it all here on Busted Open.
Well, I mean, Nora's very, how old is your daughter Nora right now?
She's 3 months.
3 months. So
do you have one of those things that you put in the baby's mouth?
A pacifier. I do have one, but it's fallen on the ground and now it's out of arm's reach.
And now it's dirty. So now you have to throw it, boiling water. It's a process.
Oh my God. The sterilization. When do we get past that stage? Good God. How consuming. Is it even that big of a deal? Let's have some germs. We should all have some germs in our lives. I mean, not like COVID germs, but
no, but germs. Or like or Tommy Dreamer germs. Yeah. Tommy Dreamer wore the same shirt 5 days in a row this past week. But no, but Bully, you don't understand. There's a process that when you have a young child, everything's a process. Nothing is easy and simple.
Nothing's
easy. That's why we ain't having babies. We enjoy the process, but we don't want the end process.
Fair enough. Hey, that's the fun part, right?
Yep.
It is fun. You know, especially with my wife's pierogi. But Renee, you
is
know,
that like was that a double entendre?
What, my wife's pierogi?
Oh, you don't know about Violetta's pierogi?
It's tasty.
No. Oh, Renee, you gotta try it. Oh,
tell me about. I love a pierogi.
When you put it, oh, you're gonna love hers. When you put it, ooh, when it touches your lips for the first time, it just melts. It's so tasty.
Good to know. Okay, great. I love a pierogi.
Yeah, I mean, and it's you know, listen. When I got married to my wife, I thought I was the only one that was gonna taste her pierogi. But you find out in time that you're not the only one that
pierogi's making
her
the rounds.
And there's
we like a succulent
there.
Pierogi around here. Yeah, butter it up, baby.
Well, we're keeping it real with Renee.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.